From the Crest Infinity showrooms in Frisco, Highway 121 and the Tollway, our next guest is a terrific artist and a big sports fan.
Thank you, Norm.
This is...
Oh, sorry. Not me.
That's right. After Pat's gone, I'll have a full segment to introduce you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
This is Pat Green. Started singing in 1995. 7 studio albums. 15 singles have charted on Billboard's Hot Country Songs. His hit Wave on Wave reached number 3 in the country, and the album was certified gold. He's had 3 Grammy
losers
nominations. That's the word we use, okay?
Sorry. I lost one to Johnny Cash, and he was dead. Just saying.
Norm, we can always say that we have as many Grammys as Pat does.
There you go.
True.
And yeah. I have as many Marconis as that dude right over there in the Dallas Cowboys hat.
This is Pat Green.
Yeah.
Okay, I had some questions all set up for Pat, but Corby teased me during the break.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so this is an awesome story. I don't even know if Pat knows this side of it, but so back in September – me and one of my kids flew out to meet my nephew who lived in Jackson Hole. He moved out to Jackson.
I heard the story.
Yes, you're a part of it. So he.
No.
Oh, the actual story.
I heard you on the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, you're good. You're good. Bye. So we go out to Jackson and the whole area, and we do 5 days up there, and it's just glory. It's the perfect time to be up there, and the Tetons and beautiful hiking and rafting and all of it. It's an unbelievable place. And so yeah, I go back on to tell the story. And Ham, I don't know if that at that moment you had planned this vacation yet. Matt Birmingham, our board op.
We kept on putting off going up to Jackson Hole, but we decided to pull the trigger this year and do it.
Okay. So, and I had given him a couple of recommendations restaurant-wise and, hiking type stuff and things like that, because they were actually staying in the town of Jackson or in and around Jackson. And Jackson is it's an incredible town. It really is. And you're surrounded by the most majestic mountains you could ever even envision. In your head, and pictures don't even do it justice. It's totally amazing. So one night, I sent him to, there was this one place called Jackson Drug that is a famous ice cream shop. It's a good restaurant, but Ham is on the,
this is a place that sells drugs?
It's like,
an ice,
but only the
so
good
the,
ones.
ice cream's
so
a drug.
Ice cream shop is a front for a drug deal?
You can go in and get cocaine and then go get some ice cream.
It's sprinkles. It's not the whole thing.
So Ham goes and gets some ice cream, and then he sends me a picture as he's walking through the town. And this town is a very quaint, stereotypical mountain town with a little town square, and it has a little music venue. And he sends me a picture of the marquee, and it says, "Tonight, Pat Green." And I'm like, son of a bitch, no way. So you were about to, this was all happening very quickly.
This really happened.
And so I call George Dunham, and I go, hey, Pat's probably sound checking and everything. And so George ends up calling. He's like, I got his tour manager's number. We're going to get all this taken care of, because I told Ham,
I go,
you're going to this show, dude. You are going to see Pat tonight. This is too symbiotic for you to miss this show. You're right there. You're going to this show. And so George and Matt, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's true.
Because it's Matt Birmingham and George got confused that it was Matt McLaren.
Yep.
Oh,
because I think George had been drinking when I called him. I'm pretty sure. And so there was some confusion on which Matt it actually was. But then everything got worked out. And the next thing I know is there is Matt and his wife sitting there with all these wristbands and backstage and all this stuff. And they had just walked in and they were going to see Pat. Yes. Yes.
Love
and
that.
So
that's my favorite sound on the tape.
Exactly. Just how regal everything is. So did he inform you about this before the show, or did you find out about it after the show?
No, George, it was like 10 minutes before I was going on.
Yeah.
And it was Matt McLaren. I texted Matt. I was like, Are you here, man?
Because Matt is a McLaren's like a super fan of Pat.
But not only that, I'm a super fan of y'all know what I feel about the ticket, but I mean, oh boy. I was like, "You're coming?"
Yeah. And he's like, "No, it's not me. Not doing it." And then it's like, man, "Are we being pranked?"
I'm drinking 97-pound beer for the next 7 hours.
Right. But anyway, Matt Birmingham ends up going.
Yep.
Ham, I would imagine we talked about it. It was a magical little moment for you and the wife.
With apologies.
Oh, well, she loves Pat Green, and so much so she was mad at me because after he got done playing, I took a photo and then I walked off, so she couldn't get one.
God,
if she loves me that much, my mother would tell her set her sights higher.
Yeah. Yeah, a little low. Bar is low.
Come on, let's go at least to the old 97s, maybe a little higher.
Let me tell you, I think for the next week.
Thank you.
Music takes a badly beaten second place for Pat Green. Oh. You went to Tech?
Yeah, best 10 years of my life.
Dr. Green.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look what he shows up wearing.
Dude, this is it.
A Tech sweatshirt. Look at those shoes.
Socks.
Look at those socks. You are ready for kickoff.
Did you make it to any games this year?
I did. I went to 2 games this year. I went to homecoming, and then I saw us beat the living holy God. I'm embarrassed myself by not remembering, but because my brain doesn't work.
Did you go to BYU? The BYU game?
No, I did not. No, I'm almost booked every weekend. And what's sad is that I'm also booked for every weekend of the college playoffs.
Are you serious?
I can't go to any of them.
Hey.
But one, I'll be in Ceridian Bay in Belize.
There you go.
Ha-ha. I'm booked down there for a couple of days.
Hey, you know, you can call.
I hope they have cable.
You can call in sick.
Yeah, no.
Tell George. Tell George the Bird Dogs will fill in for you.
The worst Pat Green show is when he doesn't show up. But then that's happened a few times.
Well, it happens. It happens to everyone.
I like to say I've been to 80% or so of my shows.
Okay, so you've got the show at Green Hall on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
And then...
Wait a minute. Is that the one in outside of San Antonio, Austin?
Yeah, it's between...
No, that's pronounced Grooney.
Grooney. However you want to do it, Norm. You know what? You're the Hall of Famer, man. I'm not going to step in your place.
How did they get Green out of that spelling?
German.
God dang right, German.
It's Grooney. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And a butterfly in German is like, wow. So I'm just saying, green is just green, right?
All right. Yeah. So you're in Green.
Yep. New Year's, 2 shows. And then after that, we're going to Steamboat. There's a music festival there. And then I go to Belize for another music festival. And then I'm coming home. And I'm going to wait. I don't know. I'm waiting for my wife to kind of just come over my face with a big smile on her face and a pillow.
Yeah.
So how many...
Later, Tater.
How many days a year will you perform now?
About 100. I'm on the road about 130.
Oh, my Lord.
But I only do about 100. But there's travel on each side. Like, that thing in Belize, there's a day of travel on each side. So, that, you know.
Hey. It adds up. So. Yeah, like these... And I would assume that's kind of par for the course for dudes like you and your bands.
Lifers.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and there are people, Norm, that the really hardcore weirdo, like, jam bands, they're out there 275 days or something like that. Like,
totally.
There's levels.
No doubt about it. When we were kind of in the jam band part of our lives, you know, 7-minute songs and falling asleep on stage kind of things. But I mean, yeah, our biggest year was 270 days. And then my son was born the next year. And I brought it down to about 180 days. And then And then we really brought it down. Once my daughter showed up, I was like, nah.
But does that work for you now? You're happy with this level?
100 days of work. I mean, who wouldn't be happy with that?
Right.
I love my job.
Yeah.
I love it.
You've done well. So the Pat story of the starting point of Pat's career is always weird to me because I feel like that there's probably 50 people every year at random colleges in Texas that try to do something similar. But for you, were you just in your dorm room like noodling around or like what was going on?
I was at church camp and I saw this guy, Britt Tucker, sitting right in front of me, and He looked like Foot. He looked like Norm on a bad day.
Whoa.
And I'm not kidding. And he was still 18. I love you, Brett. I'm sorry if I heard that. Anyway, but he was playing guitar, just sitting by himself singing. Little James Taylor, little whatever. There was 20 girls sitting in front of him, not a single guy. I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. But that was the beginning. But I was a baseball guy. I really loved playing baseball. And catcher. And Ed Nipper, who was also the head coach for Raleigh Fingers.
Uh-huh.
Major guy. Anyway, he looked at me and he sized me up real quick and he goes, "Oh, you're a good target." I'm half the size of Cobra, by the way. It just okay. I mean, no, Cobra's half the size. I said that wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Christmas. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I'm a fat, ginormous guy. Anyway, and he goes, "You're a catcher." Anyway, so I broke my arm in my freshman year into 27 pieces. And I could never, I wanted to play for Tech, but it was over.
Yeah, the end. That was music.
So it was, but I had my arm in a cast for 9 months. That's all I could do was learn how to play guitar.
Oh, wow. I'm going to guess.
Fortuitous, I would say.
I'm going to guess you went further in music than you've gone, than you would have gone as a catcher.
Yeah, I don't run very fast either.
All right,
can I pay a compliment?
Yeah.
So, my wife and I have a foundation, and every other year we do it out in California. You do it at Pebble Beach.
Yep.
You should do it.
I know.
What a ghetto that place is.
Right?
What a trench. It's terrible. And it's besotten on red velvet and just all kind of illicit, weird people, and then there's a downside. anyway, Norm came out and was the MC'd it for me. I'm just trying to pay you the compliment. Jerry Jeff Walker was our honoree from Texas Music last year, and I'm not kidding. It wasn't too long. It was the perfect amount of exactly right, and that is what I think makes Norm Norm. It's the perfect amount of exactly right.
You should have seen the people there. Walt Wilkins was there.
Yes, he was.
Django Walker was there. Jerry Jeff's son.
Yep.
Did Wiley Hubbard spend one night there? One night there?
Yeah, he went the one night, but he didn't come for the second night. He says, "Pat, I'm going to go over here and hang out with these other girls." It's like, okay, man.
Sure. This was a magnificent time, and Pat raises tons of money for his foundation, which does, I think you support four different missions?
We support as many missions as my wife directs me to. I think that's the accurate. I know she's listening.
Yeah.
So that's the accurate.
There you go.
Answer.
Had to get that line in.
Yeah. Corey Green, I love you, baby.
Baker.
Woo, you're still hot, baby. Got it.
By the way, his wife makes beautiful jewelry.
She's doing well.
I mean, beautiful jewelry.
Is that her jam? She's been doing that for a long time.
You know, when we got together in college, she was 19 when I met her, but we didn't get together for years later, but she went to UT Law School, and then she figured out, I mean, she did a lot of work for the Texas Rangers, she was a lawyer, and then she found out that she didn't want to do that anymore because it just wasn't comfortable, you know, because you had to tell stories and all that, and she started making jewelry, and I watched a 30-year-old woman blossom, and I saw my daughter when she went to college. I watched her just explode. I mean, she's just like a completely different human being. It's like, it's so fun to watch. But I saw that happen with my wife later in her life. She went from lawyer to serious to this creative thing that I do too. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much.
Pat, you're the guest.
Yes.
That's what we want you to do.
You're supposed to be talking. Okay. Yeah.
I tell you what, rest your voice.
Yeah, but I just listened to Lee, and y'all didn't say like four words for an hour.
Well, that may be high.
It takes me an hour to get from my house to here, and y'all said four words. I love you, Lee. And I was on here last year with Lee, and I just had back surgery, and I was so looped.
Last year?
I mean.
Oh, this is last year.
Oh, my God. And
No, it's like having Lee
and
is
we
the
dumped it.
Lee's like having Barry Switzer on.
Yeah.
It's stream of consciousness just all over the place, and they're the same age, and they're kind of the same person.
Can you imagine if we had Switzer and Trevino on together?
No. I've asked them both separately, like, you guys have known each
other.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all know each other, right? You've met each other? Nope. Never met each other.
Wow.
I'm like, you guys are two peas in a pod.
Hey, more Pat Green coming up next on the
25th. All Pat all day. Let's do it.
25th annual Normathon on the ticket.
Now here's more Normathon with Norm Pinskus.
McLaren is freaking out right now.
Corby Davidson and the Ticket Zone Pat Green.
I love being Ticket Zone, by the way.
It's a
source of pride for me.
Should be.
I'm a P1, too.
During the break, those of you listening at home, as they say, missed the Pat Green Texas Tech mini serenade.
I sang the Matador, just the last line.
Hail to the Matador.
And not only that, I smoked a cigar with my father-in-law last night, so my voice is terrible, but it sounded good to my ears.
Now, you all should know Pat is a big sports fan. I mean, besides Tech.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
What song were the Rangers playing in the clubhouse 3 years
play,
ago?
I like Texas every time we have a home win. And that makes my heart explode. The Washington Nationals play wave on wave during the seventh inning stretch. And we just did this song. Me and George Donovan, Matt from Prophets and Outlaws just did a song, and we kind of dressed it up like a big and rich, like the bombastic, super ridiculous. Like, it's so far over the top, and it's cool. But it's the college game day kind of thing, and gonna be a throwdown.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I wish I had done was put into a couple of those, yeah! You know, but I didn't do it.
There's still time. They can redo stuff like that in music these days.
Well, we'll see. I called Cody, and I was like, because Cody's mentioned in it, and I was like, do you mind if I do this?
Okay.
He's like, no.
Corby. Last year, Pat Green, bless his soul, he joins us. He's on a lot of painkillers for a really bad back.
Yep.
And during a break, Pat's got this big Rangers ring on. And I said, Pat, where'd you get a Ranger ring? Well, they played this song. It became sort of the Ranger clubhouse theme. So Pat takes the ring off and he hands it to me. And he says, hold this for me. I said, I don't want this. He said, no, hold it for me. So I figure, well, I'll call Pat the next day or the day after and give him his ring back. He tells me, you keep this and give it to my son if I should meet an early end. And I said,
which is probable.
Pat.
There you go.
Pat, I'm 80. You're 52.
Okay, okay.
What are the chances I'm going to have your ring after you've passed away?
Norm, I'm 95 with these miles.
Oh, I know. That's what the road does to you, bud.
I mean it, bro.
Well, I think that probably it was a test on his part. Like, all right, if this thing ends up on eBay, then you failed the test, right? But then he also...
if it does...
He also knows, though, that technologically you're challenged in that capacity, and so
right.
Odds are you're just going to hang on to it for life.
Right.
How do you do that with a Nokia 1850?
I've never been to and have no idea how to get to eBay. Right.
Well, I love it because Norm's got the new iPhone, an iPhone.
An iPhone
is where
I would go.
Yeah.
This is a 7.
Yes. Yeah.
They're into the high teens now.
This right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But I was like, all right, well, Norm, just text me, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I still work on email alone. I'm like,
yes.
He's got that thing, the shiny new toy, and he still is not a texter. He's an emailer.
So Pat brings over to the house.
Yeah, I got a ring.
A gold guns up. And the ring.
Oh, yes. I had him put it on my Texas Tech finger.
Right.
It's not gold. It's brass. I
mean, well, hey.
I don't have enough money to give you a gold finger.
It shines.
Gold finger.
Yes, gold finger.
Yeah, no, it's probably fake brass.
Hey.
It's yellow in color.
Okay.
It's yellow and it shines. I can call it anything. It's solid gold, Corby.
That thing, right.
So, you know, we've had Joey McGuire on a ton.
Yeah, he's great.
He's the nicest human being on the planet. Whatever you see from Joey out there, you know, from a, just a fan perspective or a college football fan perspective, that's exactly who he is. There is no difference in Joey in the way he talks to the media and the way he talks to you personally, which I think is one of the rarest gifts that a guy in that position can have. Matter of fact, I don't even know. Maybe Switzer was that way, but
Art Briles. What about Art Briles? I mean,
he was Art Briles.
I'm just saying.
But that's such a gift, you know. And Joey's the best. Getting to know him over the last couple of years it's been a treat. That guy's badass.
Yeah, he's funny too. Like every now and then I'll get a little wiggle of a late night text, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's throw down. He's cool. He's all in.
He's perfect for Lubbock.
Yes, he is made for Lubbock, Texas. He's like Spike Dykes. I don't know. He was the head coach when I was at Tech. And man, that guy, one time later in life, I got to play golf with Spike, and I had a 4-foot putt, and I says, Coach, that good? And he goes, he has this kettle drum belly. It's big as and he's got this cigar and his spit going down his chin, and he slaps the side of that big old belly, makes a noise. He goes, boy, a putt. If it's good, you know it's good. That's the kind of coaches that I like, that are just so real and right in your face. We were talking about Art Briles, but one time, one of my favorite experiences, we were playing a show in Aspen, Colorado, and my wife was there, and, you know, my wife's, you know, she's blondie and she's, you know, small. Anyway, she was standing there, and this guy behind her kept bumping into her, and Art was there, and it was like, I don't know, somebody's wedding. Anyway, so this guy kept bumping into Corey, and Corey turns around, my wife's name's Corey, and just gives him a finger, says, stop doing that. And he kept doing it. And then Art Briles was standing right next to that guy, and he gave him an elbow. He goes, that chick's from West Texas, boy. You do not want to know what's next. Man, I'm not kidding. What is it about West Texas? Because right in the nuts. It's just, that's what it is. It's like not a punch in the face. It's bam.
Yeah.
Sorry. How many? Should I have not said that on the day after
No,
Christmas?
You should have.
Sorry.
No, okay. You're good. Christmas is over.
So already done.
Yeah.
How many days a year will you write?
I started writing today. I started writing about my brother today. So I'm working on a song called Pocket. Keeping people in your pocket.
Yeah.
Everybody's in your pocket. Everybody you've ever loved, missed, they're alive or dead, they're still in your pocket. So that's what today was. But I never know. I mean, sometimes it's every day, and sometimes it takes a month. But really, what I do every day is I sculpt. He who knits and sews, if you know Zorro the Gay Blade, it's a funny reference there. But
Zorro the Gay Blade, is that Richard?
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton, yeah.
The man famous for being tanned. He's famous for being tanned, like Norm.
That man, how many hours a day did he stay in a tanning salon? Because it was absolutely perfect, the tan.
Yeah. How the hell did we get into George Hamilton?
You did.
I did it. Where's Gordo? God dang it. We need some help here. But no, yeah, I absolutely love sculpting. I make horses a lot.
Dude, I swear all these guys that are artsy fartsy in one
way
or another,
person.
And he is, despite the West Texas veneer. Artists are artists, right? And I've heard Rhett talk about this too from, you know, the old 97s. I've heard a lot of these guys that do something artistically. They're also motivated to do other things artistically. Maybe it's boredom. I don't know what it is.
It really is, because we only work 2 days a week.
Right. But it is cool that you guys pursue other avenues of.
Wouldn't you?
I would, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the guess. I mean, you know, if y'all weren't up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day and, you know, talking for 5 hours with the same guys about the same stuff every day. I mean, I think sooner or later you'd want to, like, just give me 10 minutes to do something else. But, yeah, we get up on stage, for our whole lives, and we sing these songs that we wrote 25 years ago, you know. And so, yeah, you have to have an outlet. You have to have a something that spins the wheel.
Pat, again, know how much we appreciate you.
I love you. This is Norm saying goodbye, by the way. I always can tell when he Pat.
There's a wind-up.
And listen.
There's a wind-up.
Okay, keep going. Tell me how great I am.
He needs it.
I need a little stroke every now and then. You know?
Right.
I think speaking for the ticket, we love you.
I love you, Norm, more than you could possibly know.
And, Pat, not to get somber or anything, but I know how much you've been through this year, and a lot of people have been pulling for you and the family and all that throughout all this. I mean, it's been, you know, hell on wheels.
Has been.
Yeah, dude. So cheers to you and your family more than anything.
God bless you, buddy.
Mom, if you're listening, I love you, Patty. My mom's name is Patty. Love you, Patty.
Hey. Good luck on the journey.
Hey, man, it's going to be great. We're going to have New Year's, and I'm going to Belize and Colorado. I'm going to try to forget about everything. Y'all have fun.
And Green.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And you got
that. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show. See you, buddy. Thank you. That's Pat Green.
Pat Green.